Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, and we're all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications Network. Class, you can listen to us on GCNLive.com, GCNLIVE.com, RenseRadio.com, R-E-N-S-E, Radio.com. The Ron Gibson Channel on BitChute and Odyssey. Ron Gibson, R-O-N-G-I-B-S-O-N. Global Star Radio Network, Galaxy 19, the satellite. Over North America, Europe, and parts of North Africa. And also telephone listen line. That works great during the hours of 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. That's when we're live. The telephone listen line is up 24-7. But if you want to listen to USA Prepares, it's between the hours of 9 and 11 Central Time, 605-615-1815. 605-615-1815. Thank you, Todd Waite. Greg Lesher is with us, realwaterindependence.com. Welcome, Greg.
Well, thank you, Vincent. Good to be here. Wow, a lot of amazing things happening in the world. Haiti being controlled by a cannibalistic gang. Whose leader is called Barbecue. You sent an article to me. I did some checking on, and yeah, you're right. Johannesburg, South Africa, their taps are dry. They're running dry. They have no water. Just amazing things that are going on, and we're talking about record home sales.
Yeah. Greg, when I was in at the university during the 70s, I mentioned several times at USA Prepares on air that one of my professors said, you're going to have some problems in 40 years. This is from the 70s, right? And he said, water, energy, garbage, they are going to be serious problems. So, yes, in South Africa, Johannesburg, a large, large city, they are running out of water, potable water. It's a huge problem. How could this happen? Is it mismanagement? Is it the weather? What is it? And but could it happen here? Of course it could happen here. We have cities, and people in the cities are dependent on reservoirs. And then, of course, the reservoirs are polluted. The lakes are polluted. Companies dump their industrial waste into the Great Lakes. It's really, really serious. And then you have places like Arizona and who are dependent, Utah, dependent on water that comes from Northern California. And, of course, people are building residential developments in the desert, residential developments, large consumers of water, golf courses, all kinds of fun things that use enormous amounts of water in places where there's very little water. It makes no sense. Does that make sense to you, Greg, to build a Las Vegas in the desert? Does that make sense?
Yeah, and has a housing shortage. There are more people for searching for homes than are available. That area, I'm telling you, this past year has grown exponentially. The great big giant warehouses put out in the middle of nowhere. You know, there are solar fields all over the place that are also increasing, but what about the water? That's the big question. Where are they going to get the water? Amazing. Just completely amazing.
If you ever get in an airplane, I don't recommend it. But if you ever happen to be in one and you fly over a big city like Phoenix, Arizona, look down for the 20 minutes you're going to be flying over Phoenix and just wonder, where does all that water come from? And then think about, the Super Bowl and then during the commercials, all those toilets flushing simultaneously. How does that work? And it's mind-boggling to envision how that would work. Greg, I was teaching a class recently, very, very, very small class, and with one student. And I took the afternoon to teach a student about preparedness and about survival, one-on-one. And I answered every single question. And it was nonstop high-speed teaching. It was show and tell. Tractors, discussing solar, discussing water, discussing grass plants, discussing cows, fencing, trees, topography, farming. And one of the things that came up several times was the word community. So this particular student is interested in community. And I said, well, I don't use that word. I use the word village, because community has its roots in communism. And so I talked about people working together, and that's what the student was interested in, finding a place where people work together in harmony, what I would describe as the village. And she really wanted that. She really wanted to find a village, and I said, there's no such thing. There is no such thing in the United States of America as a village. And I explained that I found 640 acres, which is 1 square mile, and I was going to sell it for about $1,500 an acre, $1,500. And I talked about it for months on the air, and I was willing to stick my neck out if there was interest and secure this land, and it was magnificent. One way in, one way out. It had hills, it had water, it had timber, it was remote, and it could have a village mechanic shop, a village school, a village solar plant, a village water supply, a village everything. And it could all be done, and affordably. And I got one person who was interested in kicking the tires. Maybe I'll come out. And I couldn't believe it after months. And I said, just forget it. I'm not going to stick my neck out for people who just might consider coming to take a look at it. I mean, 2 acre plots, 3, 5, 10, and 20. So 2 acres is $3,000, which is nothing for 2 acres. And the taxes might have been $10 a year, $15 a year, maybe $25 a year in taxes. Still couldn't get any interest. Of course, now it's all gone. But that was maybe 5 years ago. So I explained that there's no such thing as village. There's no such thing as people working together in the United States. And I can prove it. And I'd love to hear your reaction. Here's the proof. How many people do you know who have a family where the entire family eats together for dinner? Everybody sits down at the kitchen table, and nobody's looking at TV. Nobody's looking at his cell phone. Nobody is paying attention to anything other than the discussion around the table. Tell me one family. Tell me a family that has Christmas and Thanksgiving and Easter together, where the aunts, the uncles, the cousins all get together several times a year. They meet, and it's a wonderful time. Tell me one of those families. Tell me a family where everybody doesn't go his own direction without full communication with the rest of the family. Like, here's where I'm going. Here's what I'm doing. Show me a family that works together as a company would work together, like a team would work together, where everybody's in communication. I'm not talking about cell phones. I'm talking about face-to-face communications where, okay, around the dinner table, here's what's happening. Here are the things we need to do. Who will be working on what? And when are we going to get it done? And then what's the next thing that we need to work on? And what about next week and the week after? What are the immediate priorities? What are the short-range priorities? What are the medium or long-range priorities? What are our goals? What are we trying to accomplish? Show me a family that does that. And then if you can't have a family to do it, how could you possibly have your neighbor working with you? How's that possible? And then how can you have people who are preparedness-minded who will not change their lifestyle? I know a guy, a former friend, who said to me, oh, maybe 14 years ago, he met me and he said, you know, I'm willing to be in the preparedness mindset. I'm willing to prepare, comma, but I am not going to change my lifestyle. So he's willing to prepare, but he won't stop taking vacations. He won't stop flying to another country to sit on the beach and read a book for the weekend. There is no way that that kind of lifestyle is commensurate with preparedness. It's impossible. Greg, your thoughts about all that I've said, please.
You know, you make a very, very, very strong point. In our world today, it's all about ourselves, not about, you know, not so much about our loved ones or our neighbors or treating each other like brothers and sisters, but more what's in it for me? What's in it for me? And that just doesn't work. I mean, you know, I look at so-called villages, maybe out in the middle of Africa or whatever. But you know what? They still all have their problems. You know, it's just a mindset that we haven't been accustomed to. And that I don't think is going to happen until we stop thinking about ourselves and start thinking about others, other individuals. Your thoughts on that?
Well, let's go to Netflix. So Netflix is, I want to watch it now. It used to be, when I was growing up in the 1950s, when television was just starting to, we're talking black and white television, right? When television was just starting to boom, where people, not everybody had one. Heck, my family was one of the last families to have a television. So when you wanted to watch a television program, they'd be on maybe once a week. So let's say you're going to watch Bonanza. Let's say you like the television series Bonanza. It was only on once a week. And it was on at a specific time, on a specific network, on a specific day. So let's say it was Thursdays at 7 p.m. That's when it was on. And if you wanted to watch it later, you missed it. So you actually had to plan. You had to plan to make that time slot available so you could sit down and watch Bonanza for an hour. That's how it was. You couldn't watch it whenever the heck you wanted to. Well, there was a lot of planning that went on. Moms made dinner. Moms spent, you know, hours preparing and making dinner. And then when dinner was served, everybody ate at the dinner table. And it wasn't like you'd throw it in the microwave and have it later. So what has happened to the American family and preparedness and the village is technology has destroyed it all. And I just gave you some examples about Netflix. Cell phone is the same way. People go to the store. They're going to, okay, would you go to the supermarket and pick up such and such? Okay, well, don't tell me now. I'll call you when I get there. Then tell me what I'm supposed to get. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong, class. We'll be right back.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, class, what I'm trying to describe is that technology is destroying us. For example, when I first started working, building a computer company back in the early 90s, and when I worked for banks in the 80s, personal computers came out, and there are things like word processing applications, and there were spreadsheets, and there were drawing programs, presentation programs, scheduling programs, and this was going to make our life really easy. So a person would type, let's say, a document, and then spell check. You didn't have to worry about spelling because, heck, there was a dictionary in there that could correct all your spelling for you. And it did. And so people who used to know how to spell didn't really care about spelling because, heck, Microsoft would fix that for you. And now we don't know how to spell. And there are programs that will help you write. And now we don't know how to write. And then there are programs that predictively try to figure out the word that you're misspelling. And they don't always put the correct word in for you. And we are in such a hurry, we don't even read what we just attempted to write. So we send a text to someone, and it has the wrong words in it because we are too lazy, too dumb, and too concerned with ourselves right now that we don't even read what we attempted to write. And the person that reads and the recipient of that text is trying to figure out what this person means. I put an item up on Facebook Marketplace for sale, something that could be used by a farm. And a guy says, just clicks, is it available? Now, he clicked, is it available? Because that's already typed in to Facebook. So if you're a potential buyer, you can look at this item on the screen, click it. So one click of the mouse, now it's on the screen. Then it gives you the option to click with one more click. Just one more click, a message to the sender. Is it available? Question mark. So this guy sends it to me. Is it available? And I thought, what a lazy person this guy is. He didn't say, hello, I'm interested, you know, in your generator. Can we discuss it? Can you tell me more about it? I mean, there's a pretty good description in English at the posting. He didn't do that. He just clicked. Is it available? So I said, oh, okay, I'm going to do the same thing. So the seller, when you get the message, is it available? The seller can be just as lazy. And he can say, yes, come, are you interested? Just by clicking that pre-typed in response. So I did that, just to see. And the guy says, I think it'll work. And I responded to him, I don't think so. I don't think it'll work. Why do you think it'll work? Okay. And then he comes back and says, sorry, wrong guy. He was texting me with these pre-filled out forms. He had the wrong guy. And he wasn't even smart enough to know that. This is America. So if you want to see how dumb the generally dumb public is, just go to Facebook Marketplace and read the descriptions. They don't even, there's people are selling things. They don't even know what they are. There's a guy selling a radial arm saw. Radial space arm, A-R-M, space saw. And he spelled it radial, R-A-D-I-A-L-A-R-M-S. He made it one word, radial arm saw. He didn't even know how to spell it. Didn't even know how to pronounce it. There's people selling barbed wire. And they write for sale, bob wire. B-O-B. Bob wire.
Is that a wire that you maybe handcuff Bob with?
I'm serious. I am absolutely serious. And if you hear me misspeak English here, and I'll say it don't work, the reason I say that is that's what they say. It don't work.
Vince, you want a good joke, just pick up a phone and push voice texting and start talking and see what the AI actually writes down. You'll get quite a kick out of it. It's that ridiculous.
Yeah. So we are too lazy to communicate effectively, which I think could lead to a war, an accidental war, because we don't pay attention.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA News Update. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced the U.S. has presented a draft resolution to the United Nations urging an immediate ceasefire in Gaza linked to the release of hostages held by Hamas. Blinken made the statement during his meetings with leaders in the Middle East on Thursday. Following his discussion in Egypt, he's scheduled to travel to Israel on Friday. New York's Attorney General gearing up to seize some of Donald Trump's properties. USA's Laura Winters.
Donald Trump's golf course and a large estate he owns in Westchester County money could be seized by New York Attorney General Letitia James. She's filed the preliminary paperwork in case Trump can't post the $500 million bond he needs in order to appeal his civil fraud judgment.
Wall Street closed its stocks higher Thursday. Stocks have been boosted thanks to the Federal Reserve indicating three rate cuts are still likely to come later on this year. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it.
God, you're
take my.
When you go to the DC
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
You know, class, we just heard in the news that Donald J. Trump is having trouble posting a $500 million bond. Of course he is. Who could pull that off? So why is he in this trouble? Reportedly, and I could be wrong about this, but from what I've learned, he allegedly misrepresented some assets on some financial documents when he was trying to secure a loan. I would submit to you, everybody does that, or almost everybody. I don't have any loans, so don't put me in that category. But what happens is when people or corporations want to borrow funds for a project, they're asked things like, what are your assets? What are your liabilities? How much do you have in cash? And how do you get that right? So if a person were to say, an application says, all right, so how much do you have in your bank account? What does that mean? Does that mean right now, at this very second? Or does it mean this afternoon? Or does it mean yesterday? Or does it mean tomorrow? Or does it mean, because the amounts keep changing. So what is the amount? And then what about the value of real estate? So that's something that goes on the application. Well, who is to determine the value of the real estate? Do you have it all appraised right then and there for this application? And when is that? Is that last week, last month, last year, today, or tomorrow? And I submit to you that when people look at their assets and they're filling out these forms, they say, well, how much could we get for that property? And then there's, you know, that's the asking price, right? And then there's the sale price. And then there's the net price after the expenses. So the asking price is the highest. The sale price is probably most of the time lower than the asking price. Sometimes it's higher, but not often. And then there's the net price after all the expenses. So what number do you put down? I submit to you, if you were to have 10 certified public accountants fill out a tax return for a family,
they're never going to be the same.
You get 10 different answers. Right. So which answer is right? So when I'm in that situation, I don't borrow money, but when I fill out forms and they say under penalty of perjury, you know, you solemnly swear that this is true, so help you God, I put, I don't know. I literally cross it off and I put actual number unknown. This is an estimate. And then I put my initials, VF. And I use my real name on the radio class. My name is Vincent Finelli. That's my name. It's not like Michael Savage using an alias or other guys on the radio using an alias. His name's Michael Wiener.
Now, Vince, I got a question
good,
for
I guess,
you.
To him.
I got a question for you. Under perjury and under, you know, there's a threat asking for your signature. Can you make a signature under threat and duress?
No, all contracts can be voided under duress. All contracts.
Well, I
have signed.
I submit to you that threat that is on the paper is null and void anyway, because it's a threat trying to scare you into it.
Right. Contracts. Yeah. Right. Contracts signed under duress can be voided because a person was threatened. And I have signed when I've been in a position where I'm forced to sign or, you know, sign it or be arrested, that kind of a thing. I'll write under duress. Then I'll sign it.
Yeah.
If I have to. I mean, if someone's got a gun to my head, that's what I would do.
And I would submit that anything,
under
any
duress.
Kind of a threat, any threatening statement on a contract, that is exactly the only way to do it, under duress. And,
so, class.
Yeah, very, very important information.
Here's we've got a 2-second delay at the moment, so it's a little difficult in timing, Greg. But I submit to the class that every high school student, senior in high school, should have learned by the time he or she graduates principles of law, principles of accounting, principles of business, principles of insurance, and principles of ethics. That's in addition to reading, writing, arithmetic, history, science, and some ancillary courses. But all those principles need to be taught, and principles of interest. How many people do you know who don't understand how interest works? When we had our Get Prepared Expo, the USA Prepares Get Prepared Expos, seven of them, I invited banks to come. I went knocking on doors at banks, and I talked to the managers, and I said, we're having an expo, and I would love it if you would teach children who are going to be at this expo with their parents how interest works, because they've never been taught. And what that means is if they put a dollar into a savings account and they get $1.05 in a year, that would begin to explain how interest works. But also the other side of the equation, if they borrow a dollar, how much are they going to have to pay back over a year? And I think it's critical that children know that, because they don't know that. And the proof of it is people buy items, tangible items, with no money down and no interest for a year. And then when the year is up, they go, whoa, I got to pay for this? Are you serious? Because they didn't understand. No one explained it to them. For real. I've seen this. I know of a situation where a young employee got the job, got income, decided that he needed a car. So he bought a car on time. And his wife couldn't be left out in the cold, so she had to have a car just like he did. So they got two cars. And then they decided they needed some furniture, so they bought some furniture for the house. And then they found out a year later they had to pay for it. And it all got towed, including the furniture. Because we are not teaching principles of interest, business, insurance, ethics, and law. And when those contracts are signed and it's got tiny, 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 tiny print, and the salesperson says, oh, it's just a standard contract. I'm going to sign right here.
And we're being entertained.
You're going to see what happens when I'm in that position.
Yeah.
It takes a long time, because I read every word, and then I cross off the parts I don't like. I literally take my pen and I drag that ballpoint right through the parts I don't like. I put an X through it and I go VF. That means I don't agree to this. And then if there are parts that I insist upon that are not part of the contract, I write them in by hand. And I write VF, my initials, right next to that part that I modified. So when it says standard contract, that tells me I'm going to get taken advantage of. Back to you.
Yeah, I you're right about the technology, okay? I mean, if you were an alien, let's just give a scenario here, and you look down at an episode of the Cardassians, and you were wondering whether this planet was worth your attention or not, what would your opinion be?
I would say, and this is my opinion, class, don't believe anything I say, right? But as of this morning, I believe I still am allowed to have an opinion here in the United States of America. I would look at the Kardashian clan, and I would look at the injections, the surgeries, the intentional deformation of their bodies, and I would say, as an alien, these people are retarded. Why do they want to mutilate their bodies? Why do they want to break their spines by having extra weight added to the back and to the front? Why would they want to do that? Why would they want to have their lips puffed out so it looks like they've been in a fight, in a cage fight? Why would they want to do that?
Or they might just simply say something like this: let's come back in a few years when this planet has cleaned itself, has rid itself, because that's the direction they're headed. And then
I'm delighted you mentioned that, because I wanted to talk about this with you, Greg. Rich Sheeben and I were talking about this privately over the last several months. And how did boy meet girl, you know, when I was growing up? Well, you saw each other in school. Your parents had neighborhood friends. they had children, and people in a neighborhood pretty much have the same income. Otherwise, they'd live in different neighborhoods, either higher up the scale or lower down the scale. So the people in the neighborhood have similar incomes, similar interests, maybe similar values, maybe similar educational and experience levels, but pretty much close together in terms of all of those things. So boy meets girl in the neighborhood, boy meets girl in school. How does boy meet girl today? Well, with all this wonderful technology we have, they meet each other for dating through technology applications. And then what does she do? Well, she wants to be attractive, so she kind of maybe misrepresents her weight, maybe misrepresents some of the attributes that the guy would like to have. And what does he do? He probably misrepresents his weight and maybe misrepresents his achievements, and he's actually saying that he's done more than he's done. She's doing the same thing. And when they meet each other, they're both shocked. Or let's take it to the next level. Let's say she decides that she wants to become more attractive. So she goes under the knife, gets the Botox, and she makes herself more pleasing to him, who she hasn't met yet. And then they date for a while and they get married, and then they have a child. And the child is the product of the male and the female. And then the child is funny looking because she misrepresented what she was really built like in nature. Now, I know that's extrapolating to the extreme, but can you imagine that? Having, let's say she started out being buck-toothed, okay? And she had some cosmetic dental surgery, and she's got a gorgeous smile now. But when she has a child, the likelihood of that child being buck-toothed is pretty high. So he's saying, whoa, what happened to our child? Now, let's take that to the next level, the jab. So she gets jabbed, and he says, so have you all been jabbed? And she says, oh, no, 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 no. Now we find out, when they have a child, that the child now has the virus because she lied about being jabbed. What? Or he did.
Cut your heating bills this winter with your.
I'd love to hear your comments.
Fireplace and not spend thousands doing it. You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, about that $500 million bond Donald Trump is being pressured to pay. Let's think about this. What should he do? Well, one thing he could do is he could insinuate that the next thing that would happen in the United States, if he's forced to do that, people will come unglued, and the Civil War will get hot, and the American Revolution will get hot. He could insinuate that. Another thing he could do is he could call Vladimir Putin, and he could say, "I got a problem in my country. These Democrats are out of control. Can you lend me $500 million?" And you know, that'd be a really good thing, because when I become president, we can have wonderful relations, you know, and you could feel comfortable knowing that we could get along because I'll owe you $500 million. Not that I'm going to give in to all of your demands, but we could probably work together really well. And we could put peace on the table. We could do that. Instead of being enemies, which the current regime is encouraging, we could be friends like we used to be during World War II. Greg, about the lying, the cheating, the big technology destroying our country. You know, people lie, cheat, and use profanity. And where does this come from? Well, it comes from big tech, big government, big media, and big Hollywood. That's where it comes from. People didn't used to be like this when I was growing up. If someone said they were going to do something, they did it. Their word was their bond. Now their word means nothing. So, any comments about what I said, including the insemination of her by him because, you know, and then their child having the virus because she lied, or he lied and said, no, I didn't get the jab. No, I didn't do that. And now they're carrying the virus with them, and pretty soon everybody will be infected a generation or two down the road. What are your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are, a handshake or your word used to be your bond. This is how far we've come in society right now. Everything is deceptive. We can thank, as the scriptures call them, call attorneys and lawyers, the bilk of the earth for having a great big hand in that, as well as Hollywood, as well as technology misuse. It's just the nature of all man to head this direction. It's always been so. I don't know. If I give my word, if I tell somebody something, I intend to keep that word. It's all we've got left. My word being my bond. Mm-hmm. Your thoughts?
Yes, my word is my bond, and I make every effort, every single effort, to keep that. You know, for example, we have a student who asked me to help him with getting all the equipment for a solar system, and I did. Now, the equipment is here at the farm. Now, we're talking about boxes of nickel iron cells, you know, 4,000 pounds worth, roughly. A pallet of solar panels, and the electronics to go with it. Now, should I treat that property, which is not mine, as mine? Or do I just leave it out in the rain? What do I do with it? Think about that. I treat that property as if it's my own. I protect it as if it were my own. Because, and I never said that, you know, it's not like there's a contract between the two of us that that's what I would do. But that's the right thing to do, right? Treat something as if it's your own. And the reason I don't lend tools, the reason I don't lend tractors and equipment and implements and vehicles, trucks, cars, is because most people, most, don't treat the equipment as if it were their own. And it gets abused. So,
explanation point on that.
So, if someone said, "Hey, Vin, can I use your backhoe?" I'd say no. What do you want done? I'll do it for you. The reason is because he doesn't know how to use a backhoe, and the proof is if he did, he'd have one. Okay. So I'm not going to have him learn how to use our backhoe when he doesn't know how. I'm not going to entrust a piece of equipment that I absolutely have to have in working condition to someone who can tear it up. Now, I've learned by experience, you know, many, many decades ago, and that's where this came from. You know, one of our neighbors said, "Hey, I need to borrow your dad's truck." And Bam said, "My dad doesn't lend his truck. What do you need? I'll take you there." Okay? My dad doesn't lend his truck. And you know, I guess the rest of that sentence is, and neither do I. Okay? You don't have to lend your equipment. And how many times does your equipment come back banged up? Is it like 100%? 99% of the time? Don't do it.
Real quick. You don't. If you don't have a joint ownership in it, then of course you're not going to treat it like you would if it's your own. General rule.
Well said. RealWaterIndependence.com. Greg Lesher. RealWaterIndependence.com. Greg, see you next Friday. Same time, same station.
Sounds good.
Thank you for being with us, Greg.
Thank you.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
.com.